Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
So now it's 7 past the hour on Judge Stephan's Good Day.
Rich is chomping at the bit
here. Oh, I cannot wait. Jennifer, Ken, and Rich here with you. Doug is out taking Charlotte for a pee.
But before he left.
As he's walking out, he says, "Don't talk about the Super Bowl until I get there."
Because it's important to gloat about a sport you hate every day of the year, except when the Patriots win the Super Bowl.
Because he loves football so much, he cannot wait to talk about the Super Bowl. So we're not going to talk about the Super Bowl until Doug gets back.
In other news, 2 Japanese hostages were beheaded by ISIS.
Were they?
Yeah. They got the old,
Do you think Doug watched, or did he watch Downton Abbey?
Oh, no. I think he watched because Meredith was there.
Yeah, Meredith is cool. The new lady in his life. I mean, relatively new lady in his life, but she makes him actually a little, into pop culture. Right. Like, he watches the big stuff now, so I'm sure he watched.
She cares about things that most people in America care about. So therefore, he does now too. But we're not going to talk about that because we've been restricted.
So if you guys don't mind, we're just going to take some radio silence and wait.
Let me see if I can find some nice music for you to listen to. Let's see here. Hold on. It's Groundhog Day, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that little rat going to stick his head out?
I love Groundhog Day. I love the anticipation of someone getting their face ripped off by Punxsutawney Phil.
Hey, let me ask you something. In San Diego and in Los Angeles.
Nobody cares.
Who do you care?
Right. Not even a little.
It's just us idiots over here on the right coast that are freezing to care, right? And the bright side of death. It never works anyway. Like, how many times has he been right?
Well, it's the excitement, though, that Punxsutawney Phil brings is that, you're handling a wild rodent. So it's kind of fun to see. There's always that wild card factor about what could happen when they rip a groundhog sleeping from his tree to look at its shadow. So you have that going for you. You remember, let's just go back to the Wayback Machine. Staten Island has, Staten Island Stan or something.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name. That's not it. But Bill de Blasio actually killed that one. Do you remember
that?
Oh,
that's right. He dropped it.
Because it, his status.
That was de Blasio's first,
Look, I love animals, so PETA, don't call me. But it's funny.
Was before he ate the pizza with the fork and knife, right?
Right. It's funny when you rip a groundhog out of its tree, and it hisses at you, and you freak out, and you're 6'1,000, whatever he is, and you drop it, and the thing dies.
Let's see. I'm trying to see how many times Punxsutawney Phil has actually been right.
By the way, they are live streaming out at Punxsutawney, and I just put the link on Doug's on our Facebook page. So if you would like to see what's going on out there, they are all gathered out in the freezing cold, and it looks like it's also snowing. I see lots of umbrellas.
Right, to my two immature boys.
By the way, they don't.
Abuse going on, so Dougley.
So there's no the essence of a groundhog. Nothing but a problem on the farm. And that's where I just was. I was out dealing with groundhogs.
Oh, jeez.
Right. So
you should make sure you listen to the podcast.
They don't live in a tree.
Okay, you should make sure you listen to the podcast.
Why?
Because we just had a great open to the show.
Really?
And you didn't talk about your order not to talk about
it. And you didn't talk about the Super Bowl.
Because we know it means so much to you.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much, Doug, I realized that this is a sport that you, I'm going to say dislike because I know you don't like the word hate, but let's just call it what it is. You hate this sport until the Patriots win.
No, I don't care about the Patriots. I honestly really don't. I think what I really wanted to say about it was that the commercials and all the hype that they got were awful, with the exception of the Budweiser dog, coyote, the horse spot. That was it. That was the only one.
You didn't like the Brady Bunch commercial?
No.
That was my favorite. And Invisible Mindy was also very
Invisible Mindy was funny, yeah.
But don't you think really and truly for whatever you're trying, even though Budweiser...
I was a little disappointed by all that. There was nothing where I went, that was awesome.
Were you disappointed by the game?
No, the game was really good.
I thought the game was good.
Yeah,
I thought the first half, even though it ended up tied and they scored in the last 29 seconds, I thought the first half was like all New England and a little bit boring. Yeah. There's no doubt that finish is crazy, and somebody in Seattle will be having to explain their job today.
Yeah.
What at the end that call that everybody was talking about was so controversial?
No.
Why in the world with Marshawn Lynch back there would you throw the ball into a stacked pile 1 yard out?
I got a kick out of Chris Collingwood, who used to be, he was on the station I was on when I was in Cincinnati back in the late 80s and early 90s. He played for Cincinnati.
Right.
And he was not, he was very shy, unassuming, quiet, and the last guy in the world you'd think would end up in the box with Al Michaels.
His posture is horrifying. Never,
well,
did
but
you
just, is he good? I guess he must be good at what he does, or he wouldn't have been in the box with Al Michaels, right?
I thought the camera angles on Al Michaels and Chris Collingsworth were so strange, because Chris Collingsworth, maybe there's a huge height difference,
no,
but he was
tall.
Sitting and you could see his pants, but yet he was slouching over, and then Al Michaels looked like he had been attacked with
camera.
The weight.
They were saving money.
Not that tall, Chris Collingsworth.
He was. I don't remember being that tall.
6'2", 6'3".
Wow, that's not, my son's that tall. I don't consider that to be tall. Next to me. Or to somebody who's really tall under the circumstances. So the Patriots did a good job. Yes or no? We'll go around the room. Kenny, yes or no? Patriots, and was it the one call? Does that mean that what's-his-face gets
five?
Who is Collingsworth?
Yeah.
Is he? Okay. Well, I don't remember him being that tall. Shoot me. The essence of the guy.
You got your neck to have to look up at.
Pat. What's his name? Who's the coach for Seattle?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. Does he lose his job over this?
No.
No.
The guy's.
So who does then? Who made that
the
call?
The offensive coordinator, man.
Really?
And he might not get fired, but I mean, everybody in the world is going, you did what?
Huh?
Yeah. It was just you, especially when you still were on a second down.
Marshawn Lynch right now is going,
What about the kid that was the newbie? What was his name?
Chris Matthews. Okay, that was a great kid.
No, the other kid. Mark. Mark was his name. Mark?
The one who, with the interception.
At the end of the game.
He should have been the MVP. He won the game for him.
He won the game for him.
Oh,
and he's a free agent.
Not anymore.
Man, that's a nice paycheck for him.
That was good for him, but he'll stay at the...
They'll lock him up.
I mean, how would you not reward...
No, he'll get rewarded, whether it's with the Patriots or not. Who knows?
Okay.
That allows him to go out on the market
Jennifer,
and get whatever.
Jeff.
This is from the ladies' point of view. Meredith has been seeing
such a woman
weekend and has been in bed, but we watched the game because she wanted to watch the commercials. And then I had gone down to get some soup.
She's been in bed?
She's had a really, really, really bad cold.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, the essence of the only comment that she was looking at, she liked the commercials, or at least she wanted to watch the commercials. And then Bob Kraft, who's the owner of the Patriots, is shown in the box with his girlfriend, who apparently is like 34 or something.
Of course she is.
And isn't that
good for
and
him?
And she's with them because she finds them interesting.
Right, yeah.
Right. So anyway, there was lots of back and forth. I thought the way they handled the ball thing was interesting. Al Michaels was sort of direct, putting Chris Collingsworth, well, you talk to him. Like, Al didn't seem like he wanted to get involved in it. And maybe I'm just assuming that, but it just seemed that way. All in all, I've never really watched the Super Bowl through. I didn't watch this one, but I did pay attention to it. So I learned a few things. One of my observations is, aren't most of the quarterbacks white in the league?
Not so much.
Seattle was not.
Yeah, well, I know that's why I'm making the comment.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, okay, so they're not.
No, I mean, it's...
I mean, the majority,
them,
yes.
Yes, most of them are, but all of them, no.
Okay, 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program.
You didn't ask
Ken
me a
Kessler.
Question.
No, I did. I just was... Well, the question was...
And then you answered
women,
it yourself.
Well, I wondered. No, I
what was
from,
it?
It was the focus on whether women would have more of a focus on Kraft and his lady friend than would men.
Oh, I didn't even notice. No.
Okay. 16 past the hour. 888-302-3684 in the Good Day program for Monday, the first Monday of February. It is Groundhog Day. And yes, Kenny said that they were monitoring and we are monitoring. You can watch it at DougStephan.com should you care. It's, I don't know whether that's more boring or watching the...
But did you know what I heard? There's just kind of, I'd never heard this.
Right.
That in different parts of the country, they call a groundhog different things. Woodchuck.
It's a woodchuck. Yeah, we call them woodchucks here.
Right. It's groundhogs here. Or woodchucks. Whistle pig.
Whistle.
Have you ever heard that? Because Never. They whistle. Have you ever heard that they whistle?
No.
When they come
before
out,
they rip your face off?
Yeah, before they rip your face off.
When I run over them with a tractor, they aren't whistling.
They have this whistling thing, and it's called a whistle pig.
Really?
They have to whistle to warn Doug before he runs over him with his tractor.
What did we hear that was killed by one? Like beavers with their teeth. They bite you in the leg, and they go through the major arteries there.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Boom. Done.
What did you say?
Beavers.
Beavers, they bite a person in the leg? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so when we go walking through our creek, we have lots of beavers back there. I'm like, eh.
So be careful. Kids. Be careful. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. And the Facebook and the social media connections in general. Facebook and Twitter is what we use for the most part. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. 18 after the hour on the Monday program.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com to file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
We'll be right back. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So, the Katy Perry halftime show rated on a 1 to 10, Jennifer?
I'm going to say a 7, and here's why. I like Katy Perry a lot. I love her songs. I loved that Missy Elliott and Lenny Kravitz were there. But that weird hot dog on a stick singing shark thing just kind of took me for a loop. I swear I thought I was having a fever dream in a hot dog on a stick.
It was weird.
Like, really weird.
The floor was cool, though. The video floor. That thing was,
yeah.
That was pretty wild. And the fireworks, that was a show.
Definitely.
And when she was flying through the sky there, I mean, it was pretty cool.
All right, I'll give her an 8. And she didn't have any, you know what, she dressed modestly, so let's give her an 8.
Well, and you know what, as much as they promoted Lenny Kravitz being there, if you blinked.
Yeah.
He's
a man, though.
So, cool. Kenny, how would you rate the halftime show?
Katie's not really my thing. I would like to have seen more Lenny Kravitz. And they showed Paul McCartney and Steven Tyler up in the up in one of the boxes.
Yeah,
I would rather have seen them.
Katy Perry and Paul McCartney. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, he's working with Kanye now.
Richie. What about you?
I thought it was a big event. I agree with Jennifer. It was a little weird in the middle, but, I mean, it was definitely a spectacle.
All right, so late-night show humor and SNL humor is the relevant. Well, most of these are all about the Super Bowl. Maybe the Jimmy Fallon, most of all this stuff is Jimmy Fallon joking about this. Was there a special Jimmy Fallon show?
There was.
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Yeah, show right after.
Okay, so why don't we play those cuts, Richie, starting at 2:02.
Yeah, sure.
Big congrats to the Super Bowl champs, the New England Patriots. Big night for those guys. Big game. It was exciting. Right down the wire, man.
Why didn't he run it? Why didn't he run it? Come on, run it. I was in beast mode. Big night for NBC, though. Oh, my gosh. I read that more than 100 million people tuned into tonight's Super Bowl. In response, NBC will be re-airing the Super Bowl every Thursday night at 8 p.m. We got a hit. We got a hit.
This is scary. Advertising for this year's Super Bowl cost $4.5 million for a 30-second spot. And because it was so expensive, I saw that some companies were trying to save money by having commercials that aren't quite as long. Like, check out this one for Doritos. I mean, I was crying a little bit.
Yeah, a little tear.
Right there, $1 million.
Wow.
That's how much I cost. Actually, how sad were the Super Bowl ads this year?
Oh.
Bummer after bummer after bummer. I get it. Gosh, I won't let my kids race cars. Okay. Only thing I wanted to buy after watching that was Zoloft. I go, all right, please.
It was very depressing.
It was totally depressing.
Did you see that there was actually a fight between some Patriots and Seahawks at the end of the game? Right in like last couple seconds. I'm not saying it was embarrassing for the Seahawks, but the Patriots won that too. That's bad. Sorry.
So from SNL on the weekend update, the first shot was at our relationship with Saudi Arabia.
President Obama defended the need for the U.S. to maintain a close alliance with Saudi Arabia, despite the country's poor human rights record. But I get what Obama's doing. You see, oil is our drug and Saudi Arabia is our dealer. And you can't expect to like everything about your drug dealer. I mean, like most drug dealers, Saudi Arabia is a little sketchy and he has some strange opinions on politics and women, but you listen to him anyway, and you should, because he's got that loud, sticky, icky oil.
All right. Here's a focus on maybe your dog.
A new report shows that half of the dogs in the U.S. are overweight, which explains why the most popular breed in America is the type 2 Dia Beagle.
Dia Beagle.
Like it.
All right, 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Monday, February 2nd Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, are Republicans quietly hoping to get rid of the marriage equality issue when the Supreme Court rules on it this spring?
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say, we want you to be okay. Enroll, we say, take care, people, for goodness sake.
Health insurance is now affordable. It covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people.
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Mary Madeline and David Korn. With 36 states now allowing gay marriage, will the Supreme Court nationalize this trend and rule that you can't ban it anywhere?
The prevailing assumption is it will have some form of legalization here. And you're right. Republicans in D.C. are kind of giddy at the fact that this will take it off the table and move the social issue out of the Republican tent. I actually think the opposite will happen. I think the social conservatives running for president in 2016, Huckabee, Santorum, and others, will have a field day with this and will make it a big dividing issue within the primary. And, you know, listen, there's one thing that the right loves to run against more than the media. It's the Supreme Court.
I think David's right on a lot of that. Some are making this issue analogous to abortion, where the court's intrusion into it exacerbated the emotional of it. I don't think the emotion of gay marriage matches that of abortion, but yes, there is a significant segment of the party and the population who doesn't like the Supreme Court being the final arbiter of these issues and has an issue with marriage.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and David Korn.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The hour now. It's the Doug Stanford Good Day program. Ken Kessler in charge of lots of things, including our connection on Facebook and Twitter. You can get to that in a matter of moments, see what the hot spots are over the weekend. I suspect that there may be some of the same things that are in the top 10 topics from our poll over the weekend as well. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and the lovely Jennifer Horn is here. The top 10 topics. Let's see what was the most important from the point of view of those who are listening to any number of programs, including this one. 39% of you thought the price you're paying for oil products was the most important item to you. We're not talking about in general. Talkers Magazine takes the ideas that have been discussed after listening to lots and lots of talk radio programs and hosts and listening to stations and stuff, and they come up with this list. So number one for them was the blizzard last week, which is repeating itself not so badly, but today there's plenty of snow blowing around here in the Northeast, to be sure. And to put a delay or a hold or a shutdown on government offices. I haven't had mail here for a week. The only way to get mail is to go down to the post office. And then I went down and they wouldn't let me have it because I didn't have the right ID. So,
what did you have? Your library card?
All right, so let's see. What else was there on here? So that was number two on the list. And the rest of them, 11%, was the presidential. I don't see how anybody gets all worked up about the presidential race other than the announcement. Romney
was pretty big.
Yeah,
said,
it was a big story.
Yeah, right. And so he gets to be vice president under Jeb Bush's. Is that the ticket? How many people think that's the ticket? Was that the deal they made when Bush went to visit? He went to Romney and basically said, look, dude, I've got all the dough. I've been to all of your the people who supported you before, and they pledged support for me. Plus, some of Romney's staffers went to work for Bush too. I think.
Well, I think
that
was the week that Romney realized he wasn't going to run. I think I think Romney could have raised enough money. I just think everybody was like, "Well, he's done it already.
Retread,
he lost the last one.
Retread."
So just that enthusiasm.
So why don't they have that same approach for Mrs. Clinton? Because she ran before and lost too.
Yeah, but he's not the first guy to run. I mean, one and two and three times. I mean, you know, there have been several guys run once, twice, three times, right? And then, finally win it.
I just feel like you're going to see a big shock. I think Jeb Bush is going to have a hard time facing off against Scott Walker. I think that's going to
really?
Be
his. I think it'll be Scott Walker. Okay. I want to go back to I have two things here that are going to make a lot of people really upset. But I'm going to use these.
Oh, good.
I'm going to.
Can't wait.
Okay. Well,
so mad.
I think just mentioning the Bushes brought me around to something that I thought over the weekend in regard to this video of the ISIS people beheading these two Japanese men, and now there's a pilot that looks like he's in harm's way, and the outrage that's coming from it. This all goes back, every single bit of it, to George Bush and the Congress agreeing, plotting, whatever you want to call it, to go into, I never thought I'd say this, but, well, yeah, I mean, I've said much of this before because I was critical we never should have gone into Iraq. We could have bumped off Saddam Hussein. But in the balance of things, even bumping off Saddam Hussein wasn't a particularly good idea when faced with what we have. ISIS is a complete creation of us going into Iraq and destabilizing things, bumping off Saddam Hussein. There was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq. He took care of everybody, no matter whether he was aggressive, he went into Kuwait, with the Iranians and all that other stuff. When you balance all of it, in my opinion, this is my opinion, you can share your opinion at 888-302-3684. In my opinion, we so destabilized the area because of the demise of Saddam Hussein. We're not talking about he was a good guy, the horrible things that I saw when I went there, that he and his family did to the people in that country, horrible. But what's more horrible, that sort of thing that they were doing, or these ISIS people and what they've done to hundreds of thousands of people, chasing them out of these places that they lived in and creating this horror? What's worse? Maybe that's the way for me to ask the question or pose it. Was it worse to have Saddam there doing what he was doing, but yet keeping it vague?
Is that
committing genocide.
Right. When you give people the opportunity to kind of drive their own fate, you would hope that they would come together and create a better country, right?
Well, that's a nice way of looking at it, but in this circumstance, we didn't do our homework because they aren't capable. Look what they do now, even.
Right.
They can't handle their own
defenses.
And
we also didn't finish the job.
No.
We left.
The bad people have the balsam to step up and take over, and
the
nice people, the good people, they
run
just
away.
Cower in the corner.
Yep. All right, so that's my read on it. 888-302-3684. There's, following that with a chuckle, this weekend I'm going to be participating in a radio event in Atlanta, and one of the people that's on a panel, I think with me, if I'm not mistaken, is Carrie Kasem, and she is the daughter of Casey Kasem. Now, you think, okay, is this all done? Is he finally buried? It's over with? Nope! Over the weekend, Carrie Kasem asked the LAPD to arrest her stepmom for elder abuse. There was a press conference, Jennifer, I'm sure you saw it. She said, quote, or no, the attorney for the kids said, if this isn't a case of elder abuse, I don't know what its equivalent is to taking a baby out of an incubator. So this is a really sad case, as most people who have been radio people know. Carrie Kasem has been at odds with her. She's not a stepmom. She's just Casey's second wife.
Well,
he was in the. Well, really, I remember him being in the Santa Monica Hospital. He was moved to Las Vegas, and then he went to Seattle. He died there in June. Then his body was moved to Canada, and then it was moved to Norway. His body was never embalmed. They didn't want investigators to see him. That's why they kept moving around. They, Mrs. Kasem and her supporters.
She's an evil witch.
Is she?
Yeah.
I think so. No. These kids are ridiculous.
Ken hates the kids, and we don't like that.
The police
went and saw Casey before he was in the hospital in Seattle, and they checked him out. And if he was being abused, they would have known. They would have done something.
Why would you not let her see him? Yeah.
Why do you move the body all over the world?
That's what I am curious about.
Because they killed him. They went and had his and had the order taken so that he would be taken off life support, so that they would stop feeding him. The kids did.
Jean Kasem says she was blamed, and then she blamed the adult children. They have blood on their hands. Anyway, it's pretty messy.
I think they should all be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I see Carrie Kasem at radio events now, and I cringe, mostly because she doesn't have a radio job anymore. So it makes me interested to see why she's speaking on panels at radio.
That's my question. Well, because of this.
She doesn't have a job. So.
So how do I handle this? Let's say I'm on a panel or I'm with her. Do I ask her that question? Why are you here?
Why not?
I won't be the most popular guy in the place.
So what's up?
That's one question. Yeah. Second question, I was on Carrie Kasem's side for a while, but then I see her parading around all the time, and I can't imagine that either side. I think both Jean and Carrie are very guilty of ruining a man who did so much and who was so loved by so many people, and they disrespected his journey out, and I think they should all be ashamed.
I think this is way beyond anything that is decent, honorable. Just the whole thing.
Yeah, they're all guilty of in some way.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
they should have come together for him.
Yeah. The latest from the Egypt freeing of the Al Jazeera reporter. I think his name is Peter Grest. Is that how you pronounce it? Greste. He'd been behind bars for a year, but the two that he was captured with are still there. He was the Egyptians when there was all that trouble. Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong. All the trouble, they're losing one government, another government, and talking about vacuums being created. The Egyptian government didn't like the way some reporters were covering things, so they were grabbing them up. And they were all trumped up charges, pretty much. Just a way to get them off the street, get them out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, because they were embarrassingly reporting what actually was happening. Ah, my, what a concept. Ooh,
can't have that.
No, can't have that. 17 before the hour. Poll today at DougStephan.com. What was your favorite part of the Super Bowl? The game itself, the final score, Katy Perry, the commercials. I didn't watch. What's that all about? We'll check in with the social media and some of the things that are going through your mind or have gone through your mind over the weekend regarding the Super Bowl and many other things. There wasn't a lot of discussion about the footballs. At this point, does any of that make any difference? I guess that would
not
be
now.
No. Not anymore. But they were under lock and key. They had more security than Tom Brady.
That was pretty funny. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia is the answer. Let me repeat that. Provia is the answer to the problem of your hair falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia is a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment. Contains a unique blend of plant extracts for the results you want. Naturally occurring hair loss. It comes about as a result with most of us because you've used at one point in your time either some gels, some things on your hair, some shampoos that weren't good, so they plug up your pores. Those shampoos, those products plug up your pores, and the hair follicles under your scalp can't get through. So, be like, let's see, here's Diana from Kingsville, Maryland. Listen to us down there, Richie. Provia truly deserves the good reputation it has because it delivers on its promise. Within weeks after starting this, I could feel the new hair coming in. There's no smell, it's not greasy, it's just something to apply in the area where your hair is thinning and watch it go to work. Put it on your hair every other night, that's what I did, or your scalp. It really works. It's amazing. So call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. It works for both men and women, save on colored and treated hair, results are guaranteed or your money back. Man, this is nothing but smart. 800-525-8319. And with Valentine's Day coming, upgrade to priority shipping for free when you mention Doug Steffen. Don't do it for free. Just do it free. Free. Valentine's Day shipping of Provia. Free. 800-525-8319. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer just wryly smiling as I corrected the grammar. 800-525-8319. The bottom line is this stuff works, and that's why it's as popular as it is. Provia helps you get your hair back the way you want it to go. You don't want to, you know, all the operations and things that happen when a lot of people want to move their hair around. This is good. Try it out. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week. Get 3/4-inch solid Brazilian koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, so Kenny, in looking at social media, it's an all Super Bowl Sunday Monday, is it?
Yes, it is. Blair says, I'm confused as to why Jeep used a song about America to showcase images of different countries.
Yeah,
I think a lot
too.
Of us are wondering that.
Everybody was.
That's right. Funny.
Okay, next. That wasn't funny. It was pathetic. Go ahead.
Lisa says, Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott were the best part of the show. They are true musical artists. They killed it.
They killed it. What does that mean?
They did a great job.
They did a great job.
Okay. All right. So that's we don't agree with that either necessarily, but go ahead. Keep going. What else we got?
Susan said, all the commercials were lame this year. I liked the Brady Bunch one and the trailers for Furious 7 and Jurassic World, but the rest were lame.
You know, Furious 7 looks stupid. Yeah, I mean, driving cars through buildings and stuff. Is come on now.
It's just rough, and then you see Paul Walker, and it's...
Where does it where does it say that they have to be smart, Richie? Or the movie has to be smart? What is it?
I am Grunk.
That'll be the number one. What else, Kenny?
Alan says, how in the world did the toenail fungus people get a Super Bowl ad?
I asked that question, too, and I watched that. Is that that kind of a big, is that a big business, toenail fungus?
I have toenail fungus.
My gosh. And it was
a horrible chicken wing over here.
Yum. All right, so there's a little more of a review of the Super Bowl, thanks to you. 51 after the hour.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here it is at 53 past the hour. Time for Tech Talk on Good Day, brought to you in part by the folks at Kohl's, who want you to nominate a young volunteer, which is really something we need to encourage in our country. Kohl's is stepping up to the plate, putting their money where their mouth is. You get a $10,000 scholarship through the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Nominations are being accepted through March 13th at KohlsKids.com, KohlsKids.com, KohlsKids.com. Visit the website and nominate a youngster that, under the circumstances, there are a lot of them around. This is a way to underscore the goodness in children. What are they doing? This is a good way to find out. You can follow what some of the nominations are all about, too, at kohlskids.com. Meanwhile, it's time for us to get ourselves wrapped around some interesting technology information, thanks to, in part, Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter here, talking with you today about the latest features of the Google Personal Assistance app. So if you're high on that, you've got it, fine. If you don't have it or know about it, you'll want to. Just a minute on Good Day.
Are you looking for an innovative company that is poised to rapidly transform the banking industry? Check out our spotlight company, Axiologics, ticker symbol AXLX. Everyone is talking about mobile payments, which are now featured in all new smartphones. Axiologics provides groundbreaking cloud banking services, such as peer-to-peer payments, merchant services, and international fund transfers with a simple mobile click. To find out more, ask your broker or search Axiologics, ticker symbol AXLX. That's AXLX. Past performance is not indicative of future results. For full disclaimer, visit AdvantageMediaCo.com/AXLX.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, plenty of apps can identify that song playing at the supermarket. But did you know that Google Now can do it too? Google's personal assistant can do many things, and a recent update has added song recognition to the list. The feature isn't in the iOS version of Google Now, but activating it on Android only takes two taps. Here's what you need to do. First, tap the microphone box inside the Google search bar on your home screen, or inside Google Now. The app will quickly realize that music is playing and will pop up a music note icon. Tap the note to confirm that you want to identify the song that's playing. Google Now will then work its magic and show you the result on the screen after just a few seconds. If two taps sounds like too much work, Android can make your life even easier. All you've got to do is add the preloaded sound search widget to your home screen. That's all it takes to realize that, oh yeah, that is Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I
this
think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring
oh.
it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
All right, authorities are complaining, if you haven't heard this, I always love this when somebody says, authorities. Who is the authority here? I'm the authority. Richie's the authority. Jennifer's the authority. Kenny, are you complaining about anything? No, listen.
I always have something, but give me a minute. I'll
All right.
Something to complain about.
So the complaint is aimed at Google because of Waze traffic. The allows drivers to share information on things like speed traps.
Yeah.
The police are upset because they say it's making it harder for them to nab offenders.
Well, and it also, you know, those, no. But you know those two police officers that got shot in New York City?
Yeah.
In their car?
Yeah.
The guy identified them on the Waze map. That's how he found them.
Really? Mm-hmm. So that's the problem. Huh?
Wow.
That, they feel it's a security issue.
Mm. Lowe's Innovation Labs working on an in-store shopping assistant, i.e. a robot. The demonstration took place at CES. If successful, the machine would be able to answer shoppers' questions and guide you or escort you to the places in the store where you're like, last night I was in looking for a heat tape. Nobody could find it at Home Depot. So there's a robot's going to bring you to where.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS80, That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the